straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54.
Area 54. Area 54.
Thank you. Area 54.
Last of the last particles.
20 seconds in counting. 15 seconds. 12. 11. 10. Ignition sequence starts. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. 0.
That was the XX. You listen to Mike, Area 54, Chill Show. The song's called Intro.
We used it as an outro.
Excuse me?
We used the intro as an outro.
Why would we do that anyway?
Because it was the last song of the set, so we called it.
All right. Okay. Well, it's easier to back announce an intro, especially when you're coming right into it, even though it was the outro song.
But there you go. Whatever makes it easier for
okay.
you.
All right. I'll wrap my head around it somehow. Anorak did a song called Endless Summer off the new Disco Collection Volume 1. And Air's got a brand new album out called Na Voyage Dans la Lune. We played a song called Seven Stars. Great track. It's an interesting album. We'll talk about it and see what you think of it after I back announce the rest of these songs. Massive Attack did Splitting the Atoms off the album Heligoland. Haven't heard that one in a while. It's good to bring that one back.
Well, if you watch that show Luck on HBO, that's the song they're using for that show.
That's, there you go. Yeah. That's
really fitting song for that show.
I have only seen the first show, and I'm super excited about it.
It's a little hard to follow, right?
Hey, yeah.
You actually have to go online, and there's like websites that dissect the show and explain to you how the horse racing works. And
okay, maybe I'll
handicapping and
maybe
so
I'll
forth.
Have maybe, to do that. Yeah. Dub Pistols before that did a song called 6 a.m. off of Frequent Flyer, and Tan Line started off the whole set with Real Life. That was remixed by Memory Tapes.
It's gonna be kind of hard to watch a show and then have to go online to kind of figure out what you watched, right?
You just have to do that with The Wire.
Really?
What did he say?
Well, that's what Luck is, the same thing. It's like, what did he say?
What did that
really
mean?
So what do you want to talk about, Air, their latest album?
Okay, so, I listened to it and I found it, you know, kind of a pretty typical dark kind of an Air album. It was just written as a soundtrack.
Well, it was a soundtrack, yeah. And then they kind of embellished and made the songs longer.
You listen to it and you're like, okay, the visuals are missing. It doesn't stand on its own. A lot of the songs don't stand on their own. They only stand as a soundtrack. There are a couple great songs on here, though. Of course, Seven Stars does stand on its own.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
What's your
opinion?
I'll
take it. None of the songs stand on their own.
Isn't
the song written to stand on its own?
Well, they should be, but they don't.
Really?
It works
as a soundtrack, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it definitely isn't a Moon Safari.
No. Not at all.
Not at all.
No.
I don't know if this... I think there's a couple of standout tracks on it, and the rest of it's kind of filler.
Yeah.
There's some very short tracks on there. Those are the ones that they didn't, those are probably the ones from the soundtrack that just didn't want to work with anymore.
Yeah, it's they just need to draw the line. This is a soundtrack song. We're not going to put it on an album.
Well, they did exactly the opposite. They took the soundtrack songs and made it into an album and made the songs longer.
Yeah, they did.
All right. Well, this one works, though, Seven Stars. So we'll
sure
play
is.
Some more off of that. All right. Mike Snow, they've got a new album coming out in April. They're coming to the Roseland as well. We're going to play a song called Black Tin Box off their forthcoming album. Check it out.